Steve.
This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Hey, everyone on Facebook Live. Welcome this morning to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. I am very excited. Welcome this will Brain be the Lady third Speaks time that I'm running the Brain Lady Speaks show on Blog Talk Live in tandem with Facebook Live. So I'm kind of excited about that. We have a fun topic this morning. It's going to be on how to survive this time of year so that no one gets hurt. I'm going to turn up the tunes here so I can make sure that I cue up everything. If I get a little scattered from time to time, I apologize. I'm running two dashboards here. So I'm running the dashboard that is connected to Blog Talk Radio, where I'm running my show live at 9 a.m. Wednesday morning and Pacific Standard Time. And then I am running, I have my dashboard for the Be Live dashboard to manage the show. Welcome to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. I was on mute there for a moment. I am Brain Lady Julie Anderson, and this is the beautiful Wednesday morning in November, the beautiful fall of the year. The colors of the leaves are beginning to change. It's a wonderful time, and we are here to talk about a topic that is very timely. It's one that I love doing this time of year because it is so applicable. We're going to be talking today about how to survive this time of year so that nobody gets hurt. It's kind of a fun topic, but really it does have serious implications. And for those of you who are listening in either later on a download, an audio downloaded, or right now on the Blog Talk Radio or the EWN Podcast Network on Blog Talk Radio, we doing this live in the Brain Lady Speaks show. I am also doing the program. We've done this. This will be, I think, the third time that I've attempted to do this. We'll see how smooth we can be with it this time. Doing the radio show live in tandem with Facebook Live. So that way, anyone who has questions and wants to interact can interact on my Purple Brain Lady page on Facebook. So it's facebook.com/ Purple Brain Lady. Although I also have it posted on the other sites that I have there on Facebook. And it'll hopefully, if you want to ask questions, because I'm using the Be Live app for this, the question should show up on the screen for me and hopefully I'll be able to answer them. So that is what you're going to hear me bouncing back and forth. Hopefully it won't be too distracting to those who are just listening to the program this morning. So once again, welcome to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. We are here on the EWN Podcast Network for the remainder of 2017. Excited to be sharing with you this morning. I also wanted to share a little exciting news about the show itself. I was looking at some of our demographics of where the show is being listened to, and just from the analytics on the Blog Talk site, we are in, I think I counted like 18 countries. So yeah, we've got some followers in the UK. We've got some followers down under in Australia and New Zealand. We've got, of course, Canada, the United States, a couple of other areas, Colombia of all places, which I thought was very interesting because it's not in Spanish. But at any rate, we're having fun because we're spreading this wonderful science behind the psychology information that we bring to on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show internationally now in several countries and on several continents. Pretty excited about that. Great news to hear. And no matter where you're at, and then of course, now that we're starting to do this on Facebook Live, I don't know necessarily how to run the analytics or figure out who's watching where or as this program gets shown on Facebook Live or watched later on in the day or in the days following, we'll be able to reach even more people that throughout that huge, huge world of cyberspace. So excited about all of the growth and the things that are happening with the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. And I do want to always throw in there, if you're listening to the show and you think to yourself, oh, you know what, this person would be great as a guest on Julie's show, or this book that I just read, Julie would probably love. If you have any ideas, any feedback that you want me to take into consideration with the show, then please send me, shoot me an email. Send me an email at info@, I will put it on the screen here, on the Facebook Live, info@ brainladyspeaker.com. And what that'll do is I can take a look at it. I can connect with you, maybe set up an appointment to chat, and we'll figure out if it's a good fit for the show, if it's a good fit to have on the program, or if the information in the book or white paper or article or blog, you know, maybe it's somebody that you're just following on Facebook or on the internet, and you listen to their podcast or you've listened to their blog post or read their blog post rather, and you think, hey, this would be a great addition to Julie's show, then please, by all means, reach out and and let me know. Let me know. I'll try to get them on the show, or we'll try to connect with them. And who knows, if you, maybe you think you'd be a great guest. Maybe you have a life experience where this information is applicable, or you personally are an expert in the field and would like to be able to share that information. I would love to have you on the program. So keep that in mind as you go through and you listen to the Brain Lady Speaks radio shows. All right. So to the topic for the day, how to survive this time of year so that no one gets hurt. And that is really, you know, when you think about this time of year, I personally love the fall. I'm looking out, I have a window here to my right. I'm looking out the window and I love the fall colors. I think most people do. I love the fall colors. I love the fall smells. You know, at our local grocery store, they have, before you even walk in the grocery store, they have this big, huge bin of, pine cones, and all the pine cones are cinnamon scented. So you walk into the store and there's this amazing cinnamon smell that just, you know, hits you. And I love it. I just love so much about it. My favorite pie in the world is pumpkin pie. I love all things pumpkin. I love those spices. So it's just the food, the fall colors. I love the chilly weather. I love wearing scarves and longer sleeve shirts and my coats. And when I cuddle up in the evening to watch my favorite show or work on my book or whatever it is I'm doing, I love being able to pull the throw up over the top of me. And I just love everything about this time of year. However, and a lot of people think this is a wonderful time of year, the change in the seasons. If you live in an area, I know that there are some areas of the world where the seasons don't change the way they do here in Northern California. But in Northern California, we are blessed to have four distinct seasons. And we live up close in the foothills, the high foothills. So, you know, we have really just about 3 months of summer, 3 months of fall, 3 months of winter, and 3 months of spring, and it's wonderful. So I just love this time of year and the change of seasons, but it kind of comes for a lot of people with some extra stresses, because there are a lot of extra things that go on in the fall. It's the time of year where everything becomes more busy, right? You've got holiday after holiday after holiday kind of backed up against each other, and so it's a very busy time of year. School has just started for the kids, and then there's the school breaks that happen in the fall and in going in to winter. So your schedules just begin to get, you know, more compressed. You've got more things to do, right? And finances start to get a little tough because you're doing more things, and if you are one that celebrates the holidays, you know, you're spending more money connected to that. So now you've got it's a little bit of additional financial considerations that can cause stressors, right? You may have deadlines, you know, maybe you're throwing different gatherings and so you've got deadlines for the gatherings, or maybe you've got work deadlines that have to be completed by December 31st, by the close of the year. So there's some stressors connected to that, you know. The parties that are going on that a lot of people will go to and attend and throw. If you're one of the ones that like to, you know, host the parties, you're the one that likes to throw the parties because you enjoy having all the people there and doing all that extra stuff, that's great and it's fun. But it comes with a measure of stress, right? You have to do all of the planning, you have to do all of the, you know, or most of the preparation anyway. So there's stresses that can, that come, additional pressures that come with that. And then there are all the different personalities that come into play. And you know where I'm going with this, right? Because we're, the brain personality connection is something that I'm passionate about. And being an expert in that field, I'd like to share the way that this information can benefit you. Because at these parties, at these gatherings, right, you just have a ton of different personality dynamics that come into play. You've got family dynamics, right? You've got, you know, birth orders. You've got older sisters, brothers, the younger brothers, or maybe you're the oldest. You know, there's certain pressures that firstborns put on themselves. And we're going to talk about that. If I have time on the show today, we'll kind of go into birth order as well. But, you know, there's these types of things. And then when you're getting together with relatives, there's almost always something in that history, you know, or life growing up that is going to, could possibly rear its ugly head during this time of year. So just a lot of different things. It all means that, you know, at this time, sometimes tempers can flare. Sometimes you might be a little shorter. The people around you might be a little quicker to, you know, get angry or have some frustrations going on. So what can we do? The purpose of this show is to talk about that science, right? The science behind the psychology of what makes people tick. And then how do you manage that? How do you now apply the information in these different situations that you might be encountering during this time of year to make it much more enjoyable? Because that's what it's supposed to be all about. You want to make it much more enjoyable so that you minimize your personal stress, so that you can enjoy it the most. So when we talk about, I'm going to talk about different facets of the brain personality connection. And during December, we're going to touch on a different, more how to manage the stress. We're not going to have as much time to talk about managing the stress itself. We're going to do that. Pardon me. Picked up a coffee yesterday. Wasn't my choice, but it's with me anyway. We're going to talk about how to manage the stress a little bit better. But for this particular show, we're really going to talk about managing the personalities, okay? Understanding the brain personality connection. So when I talk about the brain personality connection, you've heard me say this before on the program, if you're a follower of the Brain Lady Speak Show, there are five main facets to the brain personality connection. That is your gender, the difference between the male brain and female brain, the difference in sensory modalities, also known as learning styles or communication styles. So it's really, how does your brain, your individual brain, take in and receive out, you know, outcome or incoming data most efficiently and effectively? That's your sensory modality. Then you've got your introversion, extroversion level, introversion, extroversion, ambiversion level. Where are you at on that scale? Where are the people around you at on that scale? And I'm going to share on the show today some real life examples within my family dynamics of how all this played out and how it helps us to understand each other so much more. Then we're going to talk about, the fourth facet is your brain quadrant dominance. This is those four quadrants that I've talked about. Here's my little, I see my little brain. So out of this top of the brain, there are four main sections, four main quadrants. And out of those, each individual is believed to have the ability to spend up to 1/100th the amount of energy to work out of one of those four quadrants. So which of those, that's your brain quadrant dominance, and that strongly affects your personality and the way that you perceive and process just information in the world. So your view of the world, your perspective really comes a lot from these four quadrants. And then the fifth is the nurture. And it's kind of the messy one, really. You know, it's we've got the brain wiring that's pretty scientific. And then what kind of messes things up is that nurture. So who raised you? How were you raised? What were the family dynamics, right? What was your birth order? What were your expectations within the family dynamics? early childhood trauma, you know, what were some of the things that you experienced in your life that may cause you to fight against your natural brain? that all affects the brain personality connection. It is we do an assessment, and been compared by some of my attendees at events in the past to Myers-Briggs on steroids. So it really is very in-depth. It's a brain personality connection assessment. If you're interested in that, you can, on the show page, you'll have the information on how to access that. But that's a brain personality connection assessment. And those are the five facets of the brain personality connection. What we are going to focus on today, because obviously it's very detailed and there's a lot of information in there, and you've heard me talk about these in different ways and apply it in different fashions on the program in the past. And what we're going to be applying it to today is not necessarily success in your business, that it has a huge effect on success in your business. It's not necessarily information that we're going to be talking about in terms of what career to choose, that type of thing. But what we're really going to be focusing on is how to deal with difficult people. So how do you get through this time of year with all of these different events that are taking place and interacting with all these different personalities? How do you take this information and use it to maintain your joy, use it to maintain your happiness, and to reduce your stress as you go through this time of year when you're interacting with so many more personalities and so many more personality dynamics, right? That's what we're going to talk about. We're going to spend the bulk of the show today discussing that. If I can get to birth order, I will get to birth order, but it's kind of its own show in and of itself that we need to do. So I don't know if we'll have the time to get to that, but let's just kind of start. The two that I want to focus on is the introversion, extroversion, ambiversion, and the brain quadrant dominance, because those are the two facets of the brain personality connection that I think have the biggest play in your interaction with individuals. And like I said, I'm going to share with you some real live examples of how this played out and how it works in my life and in my relationships and in my family and understanding this information. I started studying this portion of the brain personality connection about 16 years ago. That's when I first learned about it. Actually, we're pushing 17 years, I think now. 1999. So what is that? 18 years. I'm dating myself. At any rate, that's when I first started combining and putting this information together and really looking at and studying the different facets of the science behind the psychology. So your DNA structure, how your brain is wired. And it became fascinating to me. And I just loved the fact that it all of a sudden helped me to understand individuals in my life. It took so much pressure off. It immediately took pressure off of me because things that I thought were wrong with me because I couldn't do them right, all of a sudden, it was like, oh, well, that's just the way my brain's wired. You know, stop worrying about the things that you're not gifted at because it has to do with your brain wiring. It really changed the way I looked at myself, and it dramatically changed the way I looked at members of my family. So when we talk about the brain personality connection, I'm going to start off with the introversion extroversion level. So when you look at introverts and extroverts and ambiverts, there's really, you can kind of imagine, for those of you who are listening just only, you can kind of imagine a line, a continuum. And there's over on one side, let's say the left side of that particular line that you've drawn, is your extreme introvert. And at the opposite side of that line is your extreme extroverts. And somewhere right smack dab in the middle are your ambiverts. And an ambivert is someone, a lot of people don't completely understand what ambiversion is. An ambivert is someone who can process as an introvert or as an extrovert. In other words, some of those traits that are connected to introversion, they resonate with, and some that are connected with extroversion, they resonate with. Like sometimes they can function in high stimulus situations just fine, and sometimes they don't want to be in high stimulus situations. It just depends. Those are your ambiverts, and they actually make up the largest portion of the population. They're about 40% of the population. And then you've got about 30% that are either moderate or extreme introverts, and 30% that are moderate to extreme extroverts. And that is your continuum, if you will, of the introversion, extroversion level. All right, we're going to go to our first commercial break, And when we come back, we're going to dig into just what does this mean in terms of personalities, getting along with different personalities.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Hey everyone, this is Julie Brain Lady Anderson here, and I want to talk to you about something that is near and dear to my heart, and that is the YBM, Your Best Mind University or Certification Program. With this program, we are changing lives one brain at a time. You see, it is our vision that by providing an educational and uplifting message to individuals about their unique brain gifts, we can help them to maximize the power of their brain and personality, not in a metaphysical way, all right, but with science. And this is the core of what we teach with Your Best Mind. However, as you can imagine, taking this life-changing message to the world is a very, very large undertaking. And that's why we created the Your Best Mind Certification Program. This is how we are getting this information out there. And the program is a compilation of over 2 decades of training, research, hands-on application, and preparation by yours truly, Julie Brain Lady Anderson. I am the CEO and founder of Your Best Mind, and I have put together the gems of my education to create a remarkable program to pass on to those who are up for the challenge. So if you are up for the challenge and you would like to find out more information about the Your Best Mind Certification Program, please send me an email at info@yourbestmindonline.com, and we'll chat.
Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show with Julie Anderson. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. Before we went to break, we were talking about the introversion, extroversion, ambiversion portion of the brain personality connection. So let's get started with that. As I said, ambiverts are those right kind of in the middle of the continuum, and they can function in pretty well in either situation as an ambivert or as an introvert or as an extrovert. Now, understand the difference between the two. And we talked about this last week on introverts, last week on the Brain Lady Speaks show when we were interviewing the confidence coach, Erin Sum, and how she helps introverts and shy individuals, you know, really move into the world with confidence. When you understand from a brain point of view, what is going on in the brain of an introvert, it's as if they are taking pictures of the world with this very wide angle lens, right? So their brain needs very little outside stimulus going on because they've got this big picture window they're looking out of, and they're taking in, they can see all of these incredible, amazing details, and they're processing those. So they don't need a lot of external stimulus, and they're going to always be drawn to or prefer quiet, low stimulus situations. Too much stimulus will literally take this little portion of the brain down in here, the reticular activating system in the brain. It will set into motion a whole series of stress communication to the body if the brain gets overstimulated for an introvert. So introverts need a quieter, lower stimulus environment with less things going on. Extroverts, on the other hand, their brain is very sleepy. It is not naturally wide awake. They need a lot of extra stimulus for them to, in order for them to be able to really function at a high level. Because if you don't engage with them, if they don't have the extra stimulus, their brain falls asleep because they're taking pictures of the world in this little tiny tight telephoto lens. So they have to constantly move around and take lots of pictures of the world, so to speak, in order to get enough stimulus. So this causes them to be louder. It causes them, they have a smaller personal space. They get right up into the middle of things. They're constantly interacting. They're constantly making noise. They're just there. Now, in a gathering situation, and maybe you can look right now and think to yourself, in my family, who do I have? Who are the introverts in my family? Who are the extroverts in my family? Who are the introverts in the office? Who are the extroverts in the office or in my business that I interact with on a regular basis? Who is going to be at those gatherings that we're going to be having, that we're planning, that we are going to be, maybe our personality is just great with them. Now, let me explain to you how this applies, how this comes out in real life. So I'm one of five daughters. I have two older sisters and two younger sisters. And no, I wasn't really the middle child because I was the baby for 11 years. So in terms of my mental condition, in terms of my mindset, I'm really more the baby attributes because there was such a big gap between my two younger sisters and myself. But nonetheless, there's five daughters. And then I have a couple of nieces. I actually have three nieces now, but I'm going back to a story that took place, you know, 20 years ago and how it applies to the brain personality connection. And my one niece is younger, so she doesn't count. We were off on a vacation. We often, about, you know, a couple times a year, we would get together, the five of us daughters, my mom and my two nieces, my two teenage nieces at the time. And we would go rent a condo or a house in Monterey or somewhere. And we'd spend the time together, weekend together, and we'd just have fun and we'd laugh and we'd play games. Now, out of the eight of us there, we had a few ambiverts. We had a few extroverts and a couple of us on the extreme side of that scale and one or two introverts. One of my sisters, who is clearly an introverted left-brained individual, we had a very interesting experience with her oftentimes at these gatherings because we would all get together and you know, we'd wind up around the table or around the coffee table, whatever, playing games. And it would just get loud and it would get crazy and it would get chaotic, right? That's just the way it's always happened. And inevitably, my one sister, Tara, she would, after one or two games, she would get up from where she was sitting and she would walk over and she would sit down in the other side of the room. If we were in the living room, she'd go into the dining room. If we were in the dining room or the table, she'd go into a chair off in the corner in the living room. And for the longest time, the rest of us would kind of, you know, we'd like roll our eyes. We'd go, oh, she's such a party pooper, right? And then we got the brain personality connection information. And we were educated on the difference between an introvert and an extrovert. And all of a sudden, it was like, it just hit me. Oh, my goodness. Tara is an extreme introvert. Her brain, it wasn't that she was a party pooper. It wasn't that she didn't want to be with the family, engaging with the family. She literally was overwhelmed, right? She just couldn't handle all of this extra stimulus that was going on outside. And that prevented her from being able to be right in the middle of things all the time. And it changed our way of viewing her, especially my way of viewing her, because now it was no longer in a negative term. She's a party pooper. She's a loner. She's not a team player. Because those are terms that a lot of us will oftentimes put on, and in the past I made the mistake of doing that myself, put on the introverts. And yet it's just the way their brain is, right? It's just the way their brain is. If their brain gets overwhelmed, they're going to go sit in a quieter space somewhere where their brain can handle it, all right? So now the extroverts, and that's a real life situation, and it's made a huge difference in our life and our interactions, because now we get it. When Tara says she's done, we know, okay, her brain's done. It's okay. That's the way her brain is. My husband is another really good example. He is an introvert. Poor guy, he married an extrovert, right? And he will see that when we have, I love having big dinner parties at the house. I love it. We've got a nice patio area, a nice barbecue area out by the pool. And, you know, we were always the fun and game house, as we have three boys, and when they were teenagers, you know, it was always, let's have the parties at our house, and we have a pool table and games, and I just would always love doing that. And Paul would always engage and interact for the first hour or so, and then he kind of slowly moved to the back of the house, and all of a sudden we'd be looking at Paul, you know. And he was sitting in a quieter spot. And it was never that he didn't want to be with the people or he didn't want to interact. It was just literally his introverted brain had become overwhelmed. Now, on the opposite side of the scale, you've got the extroverts. And the extroverts that want to be right in the middle of everything. So they're the ones that when they ride up at your house, maybe you're the one that's hosting the get-together, and they come to the house, and all of a sudden, they, you know, when they walk in the house, they literally walk in the house. Like, they are in your face. They are, pardon me, extroverted getting excited here. They are, they are the louder ones. They are the ones that are just absolutely in wandering from room to room. And they're talking the most. And they're being the busiest. And for those introverts that are at your house in the same room with those extroverts, that can kind of cause some clashing. And maybe you're the introvert and you have a relative that's the extrovert, and that's going to like really overwhelm you, or it really overwhelms you every single time this person comes into your home. So the point I'm trying to make with giving you this information about introverts and extroverts, it's first and foremost, always understand that if their personality, if the grading in their personality with your personality has to do with this facet of the brain, it is the way their brain is wired versus the way your brain is wired. Whether you're the introvert or you're the extrovert, it's just the wiring in your brain. And there's not a lot that you can do to change it. It's a matter of managing your interactions with them. I have a tip sheet. You know what? I'm going to write this down. I have, so that I put this on there, because I don't have a link on the site right now, but I will put up a link for you guys for anyone listening who wants tip sheet that I have. It is called Honoring the Extroverts, or honoring the Introverts, How to Honor the Introverts and Be Understanding of, I'm typing this in, Facebook Live, of the extroverts. It's a fun little sheet that I have that I can send you if you want to. Shoot me an email, Facebook message me, and I'll send you the PDF. It just helps you to kind of understand how interacting with these individuals is better. And it's really just simply understanding at this point in time. Now the next time you have the opposite of you walk into the room, and if you're the introvert, you know, and you're overwhelmed by this extrovert, you're going to understand why that it grates you and how to manage that better and not take it personal. That's the big thing. If you're the introvert, then you just limit how long you're in those specific situations. Or if you're the one doing the hosting, have several smaller gatherings as opposed to, you know, the larger gatherings. It's one big large gathering. That's a good way to manage it. If you're the extrovert, honor the introverts in your life. Now when you go to the introvert's house, give them a little bit more space. You know, move, don't always be causing a lot of commotion right around them, because that's going to be a little bit more difficult for them to manage in their brain. It's going to overwhelm them. And when we get overwhelmed, when the introvert gets overwhelmed or the extrovert gets underwhelmed, in other words, bored, my brother-in-law was an extreme extrovert. And when he would come to visit, when he was dating my sister many, many years ago, and he would come to visit us at the house, he would, if you did not interact with him, if you did not engage with him in conversation, within 5 minutes, I'm not exaggerating, that he would fall asleep. Like, he would just sit there and go, ah, and he was out. He used to crack us up. We'd be like, how can he sleep with all this going on, right? But for him, it wasn't enough stimulus to keep his brain going. So if you're the extrovert, or if you're the introvert, if you're the extrovert, honor the introvert and understand that this is the way their brain is wired, and you need to be respectful of that with them. And if you are the introvert, understand the extra energy that this extrovert is going to have, because they're going to have it. It's going to be there. It's just part of who they are. All right. So that being said, again, pardon my cough. Let me take a quick drink of tea here. Side point with my favorite little hipster Mickey cup. I'm a big Mickey Mouse fan. Anyways, that is the brain personality connection facet of the introverts and the extroverts. The what we want to talk about next is the brain quadrant dominance. And this is so fascinating. So when I first learned this, it was like I'm double timing here for the podcast, or for those listening in on the radio. I'm typing something in on the Facebook Live page. When we're talking about brain quadrant dominance, this was just the most fascinating thing to me when I first learned it. And I have this little scale model that I showed you earlier of the brain. So we have those four quadrants. And recent scientific research, Dr. Richard Heyer, he did a lot of his research out of Stanford University in California. And he discovered through a lot of his, he was running a lot of PET scans and scans of the brain and having people do different tasks and run different things, different processes. And what he found was that individuals, and what they continuing research continues to support, people have the ability to use one of those four quadrants with up to 1/100th the amount of energy. What that means is the characteristics or the tasks that one brain quadrant that you're gifted in, that you're spending the least amount of energy in, those tasks are going to naturally be easier for you. And so they're naturally going to flow in your personality. It's going to naturally be part of it. Now, I'm not going to go into much more detail on the science of that. If you want more of that information, again, I have the brain personality connection assessment that we do that does a whole lot of explanation and detailed explanation on that. We also have the amazing certification program. If you think this is fascinating information, wait until you dig into the certification program. It's incredible. But they understand that each of us have the ability to use one of those four quadrants with a greater amount of ease. And we're going to get ready to go to break in just a minute. So I'm just going to really, again, without getting into the technical end of it and explain all of the things, you basically have a given and title to each of those four quadrants. You've got two on the left and two on the right. The two on the left are going to be your boss quadrant. So the individuals who spend the least amount of energy there are going to be the boss, strong, passionate. They are the red triangles. I tell people they have the strongest personality oftentimes. They take charge. They tell people what to do. They delegate authority. They're highly competitive, introverts or extroverts. They're highly competitive. That is the dynamics of that particular personality. Then you have the master coordinators, the back portion of the left side of the brain. Those are individuals who are incredibly organized. They track time and money. So they are always punctual, always on time, incredibly, like everything in their house. When you go to their house for a party, everything has its exact space, spot. And if you move it a little tiny bit, they're going to come back and put it back in the place they had it first place. Because that is everything is very structured, very compartmentalized. They are the blue squares. If you go to the right side of the brain, you have the back right are your nurturers. Okay, these are individuals who are their green circles. Everything's connected to them. They love nature. They love animals. They want to please everybody. They can't say no. Oftentimes, they're the ones throwing the dinner parties because they love being with people. Love people, love animals, love nature. They're the ones who want to have everybody over. And they're going to be Susie Homemaker and get the house just so. Then you have your front right, and those are your innovators. And your innovators are the out-of-the-box thinkers. They're really always going to be late at your event. We're going to talk more about them when we come back from break. But this is how the brain functions. This is how the sections of the brain come into play and how it plays in the personality. And we'll explain those more.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million-dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed to repurpose as a blog or even a best-selling book? Rhonda's Virtual Office is the answer to the freedom you crave so you can get busy doing what you love. Let Rhonda's Virtual Office give you the relief you need. Visit rhondasvirtualoffice.com and get some peace of mind today. Rhonda's Virtual Office is the go-to transcription service for EWN Podcast Network.
I'm Sandra Yancey, CEO and founder of eWomen Network. We invite you to listen to all of our EWN podcast hosts at ewnpodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show with Julie Anderson. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show here on the EWN Podcast Network and in tandem with Facebook Live. I am typing here on the page, what personality traits do you find hard to deal with? It is most likely connected to the brain-personality connection and how that interacts with the different personalities. So before we went to the break, the last break on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show, we were talking about the brain quadrant dominance, the boss, the master coordinator, the nurturer, and we were finishing up with the innovators. So the innovators are the out-of-the-box thinkers. They do not track time and money, so they are oftentimes late to every event that you invite them to. They're kind of scattered, kind of all over the place, because their brain is constantly moving forward, and they're going to be forgetful of a lot of details because they're big picture. Innovators have the big picture brain. Master coordinators have a detail brain. So if you ask them to bring something to the party, they're most likely going to forget it. You have to remind them several times. Okay, so how does this play out in a gathering. Let me share with you a personal experience. And I've shared this before on the show, never on Facebook Live, but I've shared it before on the show. I am one of five sisters. One of my sisters is definitely the boss BQD, the boss brain quadrant dominance, left brainer all the way. Now, we were out, this wasn't at a party or a gathering, but we were out at the mall, you know, years ago shopping. And I made the comment that we were talking about how interesting it was that all of the clothing styles were now kind of had come back around from the early 80s. And I was like, you know what, if I would just lose 50 pounds, I could pull out all those clothes I have stored underneath my bed. I would have a completely new wardrobe. No one would be the wiser, right? And I would have never had to spend a penny on it. And I'm thinking, hey, this is a great idea, right? Just lose the weight and I've got a whole new wardrobe. My sister looks straight at me and she says, Julie, get rid of the clothes. You're never going to lose the weight. Now, I tell people, happily, I had this information on the Brain Personality Connection because my initial desire was to go straight for her jugular, but I didn't. And it probably saved her from a trip to the ER, me a trip to jail, right, for the night. I was able to stop myself because I knew the Brain Personality Connection information. So for those of you who know me, I have three amazing children. They're grown now. They're 25, 27, and almost 30. My youngest one, who was born in 1992, he was 9 pounds, 14 ounces, so he was almost 10 pounds, 22 and a half inches long. That's one big baby, one big baby. So basically what I'm trying to say is these hips, okay, even if I lost all the weight, the odds of me being the same size I was in 1982, 1983, before I got married, are pretty slim. And from the boss's brain point of view, it's just facts in, facts out. It's just statistics. It's, you know, the odds are. So just in her practical brain, she wasn't trying to be mean. She was just saying, hey, open up the space, use it for something else. That's the boss personality. That's the boss personality. And I was able to not take offense to what she said. You know, there maybe was that instant, you know, oh, right. But by the time my thinking brain took over my emotional brain, I was like, oh, you know what? I get it. It's Chris. It's just the way she is. It's just the way her brain processes. It doesn't mean I'm a bad person. It doesn't mean I'm wrong. It doesn't mean any of those types of things. It just simply means she's being very logical, facts in, facts out. That's the boss, right? So if you have someone in your family, and almost all of us can pinpoint someone in our family that's the one that always tells everybody what to do, they're the bossy butts, right? They're the ones who are, they always walk in and they criticize the layout of the table because it's not in a logical fashion, or they're feel free to express their opinion about, you know, the way the food tastes, or they're telling people where to sit and how to sit, or, oh, looking at the time, when are we going to eat? Or, you know, there, if you have a person like that, it could literally be connected to the brain personality connection. It could literally be connected to the way that their brain functions versus the way that your brain functions. Okay. Does that make sense? Don't take offense to it because it is what it is. It is just the way their brain is wired and it can't be changed, right? That is the boss. Now, the master coordinators, they're the ones, like I said, all of us probably have these in our life as well. They're the extreme organizers. They're the ones that if they're in charge of that office party, oh my goodness, they have they put it out on a spreadsheet. And on the spreadsheet, everybody's tasks is completely organized and a complete time schedule of when everything needs to be done and how it needs to be done. And they're going to be on you to make sure, and they will track every single detail and they'll be passionate about every single detail. And that is something that's just the way their brain is wired. But for some of us, that can kind of grate. That can kind of be against, you know, what we naturally want. If that person is in your life and that's the personality that goes against your grain, so to speak, understand it's the brain wiring. Learn to take, keep in mind that they're not picking on you. They're not being deliberately being abrasive. It's just the way their brain functions. It's just the way their brain is wired. Okay. Try to start really applying that in your life and in your relationships. Okay. So now we're going to talk about those right brainers, those individuals that are the very show more emotion. They experience more emotion. These are individuals that are housed. Their personalities are on the right brain. Now the nurturers, they're that green circle, right? They're going to want everything to go perfect. They're going to be, like I said, that party planner. They're going to want for everything to just flow. They're going to be the individuals that want to take care of everyone. However, they're also the individuals that keep their feelings right here, right here. They're right on their sleeve. So the slightest bit of criticism, the slightest adjustment that you want to make and something that they've got going on, it could make them have an emotional meltdown. It really can. Because as much as they want to make everybody happy, if they don't feel everyone is happy, if they don't feel everyone is enjoying that moment, then they can be prone to tears, right? They can be prone to showing the deepest amount of emotion. They're very dramatic individuals. So if you can identify these individuals in your family, in your office, in the different dynamics that you interact with, now you know why. It's the way their brain is wired, because that's the area of the brain that they literally are connected to and that they process to. So keeping this in mind, understanding that when you're around them, a little extra praise goes a long way. A little extra praise goes a long way. Even if you don't feel like you did anything wrong or you don't feel like you need to give extra recognition for them, it's going to mean the world. It's going to mean the world. And if you are that individual, understand that 75% of the population probably doesn't care about all of the work you went to make the party just so. They're just going to fly by the seat of their pants. I shouldn't say that. The master coordinators are going to be very organized. But don't take offense. Try not to take offense to the non-emotional attachment that other people have to things that you do. Because it's oftentimes has nothing to do with them or with you. It has just to do with the way their brain is wired. Those are things that they don't consider or take into consideration because that's not the way their brain functions. Now, for the innovators, we might tend to get on people's nerves a little bit more because, like I said, our brains are always jumping from one area to the next. Most often your innovators are going to be late to get gatherings because the details are tracked there in the most difficult portion of the brain. The fact that I forgot to explain, the most difficult portion of the brain, so on my little model here, the most difficult portion of the brain that you're going to have to access, the most difficult personality that you're going to have to interact with, is going to be the diagonally opposite. So for those who are the innovators, the front right, they're going to have the hardest time with the back left, the master coordinators. So if you're the master coordinator and you've got everything at this party just pinpointed down to a very tight time schedule, and you've invited an innovator and they show up 30 minutes late, it's going to throw your entire game off, right? So that's going to irritate you. It's going to annoy you. It's going to grate against you. The best thing to do if you are inviting an innovator to come do anything with you, be sure that you tell them to arrive at least 30 minutes before you want them to. And that's going to help them to be there on time. It's a trick. It works. It honestly works. If you're an innovator and you know you're going to the house of a master coordinator and they are sticklers on time, just plan an extra hour in your prep time. Plan an extra hour to get there or extra time to get there. And that's going to help you a lot. Again, be understanding of the way that they do things. It's not oftentimes people, I find in general, people are not just nasty. People are not deliberately trying to irritate. It's just the way their personality is. It's just the way their brain is wired. And if we can learn to step back and not take offense to the things that other people do by understanding, oh, That's the way their brain's wired. My sister, that's the way her brain was wired. Even if she was a nasty person, which she's not, but even let's hypothetically say that she did honestly insult me and she wanted to insult me, her opinion doesn't devalue me as an individual. And it doesn't change who I am as an individual. That's the way her brain works. That's the way her brain processes. And that's not on me. That's all about her. So when we can start kind of looking at people and kind of going, oh, that's why they just did what they did, knowing that it's connected to the wiring of their brain, knowing that it might be connected to the way they were raised or different facets of their personality, it doesn't change who you are, and it doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't necessarily make them a bad person. It just is what it is. All right, we are out of time. We are here running up at the last few minutes of the show. So we are going to just wrap up. Hopefully that gave you some information. You can really get through surviving this time of the year so that nobody gets hurt by understanding different traits, by understanding that oftentimes people are just doing things the way they've either learned to do them or they're doing things the way their brain is wired, and it doesn't matter. It's not worth getting stressed over or taking offense to, because it's probably just their brain personality connection versus yours. Okay, we're going to talk more. I didn't get to birth order because there's some pretty fascinating facts about different birth orders and how that all applies in the personality. So we'll do that. Maybe we'll get to that in one of the shows that I do in December. And we'll also talk in December how to just manage the emotions of this time of year, just the stresses of this time of year, how to get through that. All right. Be sure to join me next week on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. I'm sure I don't have in front of me who my guest is exactly, but we will also try to do it Facebook Live again. We'll get this down pat so it'll run really smooth for those who are watching on Facebook and for those who are listening on the radio show here on the EWN Podcast Network. If you have ideas, thoughts, feedback, please send me an email at info@yourbestmindonline.com. If you have if you have an organization or a group that you think I'd be a good speaker for, send me an email at info@brainladyspeaker.com. If you want to learn more about the brain personality connection assessment that I talked about today, or about the certification program that we talked about some today, then send me an email at info@yourbestmindonline.com. And we will, all of that information, stay connected with me on all of the social media outlets. On Facebook, my business page is Your Best Mind Online. The fan page where the Facebook Live, the public figure page where the Facebook Live is running right now, is the facebook.com/purplebrainlady. And then you can always follow me on Instagram and LinkedIn. I'm Brain Lady Julie. On Twitter, I am @brainlady. So stay connected with me on all of those social media outlets. I would love to hear comments and feedback and interaction. So let me know how you're feeling. Let me know how you're doing. And until next week, please be sure to just simply enjoy every moment.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, every week, she is here to bring that change to you. Julie often tells people that their greatest asset is not their stock portfolio, not their real estate holdings, or even their retirement account. No, it's what you were naturally born with, your brain. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, the sky is never the limit. As a matter of fact, there is no limit. Be sure to tune in to The Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson next week and every week, 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. See you next time, everybody.
Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed? Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed to repurpose as a blog or even a best-selling book? Rhonda's Virtual Office.